consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindsets and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize. Hello, my loves. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so honored to have you choose to listen to this show. If you do enjoy this episode, please do leave a review, take a screenshot of this podcast, and shout me out on social media so that more people can tune in too. On Instagram, it's Bold Sexy Warrior, and on Facebook, it's Rosalind Fung Coaching Bold Sexy Warrior. Well, I am so excited. I just launched my 12-week Mastermind Client Attraction Academy, where we are walking you through my signature method in magnetizing your soulmate clients and monetizing on your calling through mindset, soul, and strategy. We're going to really move into that next level of soul expansion. If you are feeling called, check it out at www.numberseven figureconfidence.com/academy and go ahead and enroll in the program. Some of my clients have doubled, tripled, and even quadrupled their income from being part of this mastermind. And most importantly, they come home to themselves and show up in their authenticity. I really believe that is the biggest win and the ultimate freedom. And let's get on to today's episode. So let me ask you, have you ever been feeling called to change careers, but you feel unsure if this is the right decision? How do you overcome fears and trust your intuition in transitioning your career? And what tools can you use to ensure a smooth transition when changing your careers? Well, my loves, today my special guest, Sheetal Kurup, is a multi-passionate entrepreneur true to her human design of being a manifesting generator. Oh, I'm one too. After being a stay-at-home mom for over a decade, she started her own event and wedding planning and balloon design business in 2017. She overcame her self-limiting beliefs, wondering if anyone would even hire her or pay her $200 for her decor services, to generating six figures in revenue sales in 3.5 years. Her entrepreneurial journey has been quite eventful, from being a lawyer to starting a creative business. She owes her success to her strong intuition and her faith, which has always guided her and helped her make the right decisions in business and life. Sheetal passionately believes in the principles of spirituality, energy, and mindset to build a business of your dreams. She is a knowledge broker and currently studying for her certification in NLP, EFT, hypnotherapy, time techniques. Ooh, I can't wait to hear more about that. And life and success coaching. Her vision and calling is to launch an online business and help people globally. She wants to share her expertise, knowledge, and all the spiritual principles which has helped her and her business and life and others and entrepreneurs so that they can let go of the hustle and build a life and business of their dreams with ease and alignment. Welcome, my love.
Thank you so much, Rosalind. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you here. We met through Manifestation Babes, actually, right?
That's because right. That's right.
We were both in that group. So I'm really excited to speak with another manifesting generator and another manifesting babe. Please do share with us. I'm really excited to hear about your story. Just reading your bio, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get to know you more. Please do share with us, how did you get to become who you are today and be doing what you do?
Awesome. I'll be more than happy to share my journey. It has been quite eventful. So let me take you back from where all this started. Actually, I was born and brought up in India, and I studied to become a lawyer. I was practicing law with a law firm, and then I was working in a software company in the legal department as a legal executive. So I always thought with my legal background, you know, I had this analytical, logical brain, and that was my identity working in the corporate. And that's where I met my husband. And we fell in love, and we got married, and he got a job in the U.S. It was basically a project he was supposed to work. It was a client in Chicago at the time. So we got married, and immediately after marriage, I came here in 2003. And I loved it because it was like a new country. It was me coming for the first time in the U.S., and I loved exploring the culture, meeting people, and I really had a great time. But then on the flip side, I had to let go of my law career because I was working in India, so I had to let go of the job. And when I came to the U.S., I couldn't legally work at the time because I was on a spouse visa. And at the time, they had restrictions that if you're on a spouse visa, you cannot work. Right now, I think the laws have changed. So even if you come on a spouse visa, you are eligible to work. So then since I couldn't work, we decided that, you know, I'll make the most of my time here. Let's start a family. I had two girls, and I was very busy with them because it was just me and my husband staying in the U.S. I didn't have any family. All my family, even his side and my side, they were all in India. So I decided to be like a total, like a hands-on mom, take care of them. Taught them like sign language when they were like babies, and they were very good in communicating with sign language. So we had the most fun. And then as they started becoming older, like when they were 3 years old, I taught them to read. And by three and a half, four years, they were very proficient in reading. And when they would go to preschool, the teachers were very surprised that the girls are reading at this age. So I did the most of my situation, because I always believe that if the universe, God has put you in certain situation, it's meant for you. It's good for you for that time. Mm-hmm. So with that belief, I went ahead. But then at the same time, after my pregnancy, I also was diagnosed with Hashimoto's. And that took a lot of toll on my health because I was constantly exhausted. I had brain fog, no energy and no passion at that time. So I was a little confused because, you know, sometimes you feel these could be the symptoms of being, you know, postpartum depression once you have babies. Or I was like, not sure what's happening. But then later on, I came to know that, yes, I was suffering from Hashimoto's. And that's when...
I ask you, yeah. What for those of us that don't know exactly what Hashimoto's is, can you describe what it is?
Sure, absolutely. So Hashimoto's is basically an autoimmune condition of your thyroid gland. So what happens in Hashimoto's is your body mistakenly starts attacking your thyroid gland because of all the toxins in your body. So that's what it is. Wow. It's an autoimmune condition. Yeah, it attacks your thyroid gland and eventually it destroys it if you don't take care of it. You have to make sure that the attack is less severe, and then you have to do a lot of interventions, take a lot of good care in terms of what you eat, your supplementation. It was like a whole journey for me because it was something new. I didn't even know what it was. And I went to a doctor, like I went to an endocrinologist who was like 30 years experienced in this field. And I told him that I have this Hashimoto's, what can I do about it? And he said, nothing, just take your thyroid pill. And I was shocked. I mean, is there nothing I can do? Is this my fate? Am I doomed to be like this throughout my life and just be on a pill? He said, yeah. And I was shocked. I started crying when I came home. And something inside me told me, no, this is not the way it is going to be for you. There is a solution. And I was very fortunate because I always had this inner voice. At the time, I didn't know that it was my intuition. Later on, like, you know, I understood what it actually meant. But then I just listened. And then it guided me, like, you know, okay, like, you know, just go and research. And some of these thoughts would just come to my mind. And I would just go and, you know, start Googling, okay, what is Hashimoto's? And then suddenly I met this doctor, Dr. Isabel Wentz, online. And then I followed her programs, her books, her interventions, ordered her supplements, and I got myself out of that. And then I came out of the brain fog, all the exhaustion. I felt much better. And then I had this passion for life that, yes, you know, I really want to do something. And then at the same time, while my this healing journey was happening, my girls were growing up. So then I was like, okay, like, let's throw them some birthday parties, you know, let's have fun. So I started throwing them birthday parties. And every year the parties, like, became better and better. So the first year was like, okay, I did like a theme, like a Dora theme. The second year it was something else. And my friends, everybody started noticing this, that you're really good at what you're doing. You know, you're coming up with these brilliant themes for your daughters. And then slowly it so happened that I got invited, got pulled in to arrange baby showers for my friends. So I did one, and then that led to many baby showers, because then the husbands would come to me and they would like, you know, let's plan for their wife, and they would take my help, and it would be like a surprise for the wife. And I really enjoyed it. I just loved it. I found my passion when I was doing that.
Yeah. What inspired you to think about doing the balloon event parties?
So
did it start as something like just as a favor, as like something that you had been, you know, sort of doing for your own daughters? Tell us a little bit more about that.
I was doing it for my daughters, and I would just Google, like, you know, teens, and just like go to Michael's, you know, bring the paper, the arts and crafts, you know, make the decor. That was my level, you know, what I could do the best. But I had this passion to make it happen, and I could plan events, I could, you know, bring together, and I enjoyed that feeling of bringing people together, you know, under one roof and giving them this experience of a wonderful event, you know, because that's something memorable. They'll always remember this. And once when I was organizing my friend's baby shower, one of her friends asked her, like, did you hire a professional event planner? And my friend said, no, it's my friend, Sheetal, who's doing this. So that gave me that idea, because people started telling me that you're so good. Why didn't you think of this as a career? And I was like very confused. I mean, I knew I liked it. I knew it was my passion. It came very naturally. But somehow I had those doubts. I said, I'm not an artist. You know, I'm not that creative. I cannot even draw, because my family would always laugh at my drawing. It was always like sticks and figures. So I always had that limiting belief in me. I had a strong faith. I was very religious and spiritual. So in such moments of doubt, when I need some clarity, need some guidance, and I don't know whom to ask, what I did at the time was I took some chips and I wrote down two things. Because at the time, my husband was telling me, why don't you become a teacher? Because it was a very pivotal moment for me. I had to decide, you know, what career should I take? Because now it was time for me to do something for myself. My girls were growing up. People were telling me that, you know, I'm good at this. And even I felt it was the time, right time for me now, that I should think about my career. And what I did was I took two chits, and I put those two chits in front of my guru. So I'm a Hindu from India, and we have like a lot of gods. But I believe in Shirdi Sai Baba. He's like a guru to us. And anything, any important decision I want to make in life, and then I know I cannot do this on my own, I always put chips. And then I ask my younger daughter to take one. And then whatever the decision is there in that, written in that paper, it's final. We have to abide it, like, you know, with faith and completely. So we put the chit, should I go into event management, like, you know, event planning, or should I become a teacher? And the answer came, go into event planning. And that's it. Then I was very confident, because I knew that was my answer from the universe, that this is it. This is what, you know, is meant for me. At the time, I had those doubts. I know I was like very doubtful if I can do it. But just the fact that the universe has shown me this sign, I was very confident. And then my intuition started guiding me, like, you know, in event planning, what do you want to do? Like, there are so many things I can do. Should I become an event planner? Should I become a wedding planner? Should I be a designer? Should I go into balloon? So again, all these things, like questions came up. But then, like, you know, I started getting these answers. Step by step, I went ahead. Okay, let's do design. Is that something I'm really passionate about? So I started into event design. I went to IWED, which is Institute of Wedding and Event Design, and I learned draping. I learned how to create beautiful decor. That led to balloons, because then I realized when you have kids, children's parties, they all need balloons, because what's a children's party without a balloon? So that led me to, again, just go to Google and something would pop up and I was like, oh my God, this is it. I think this is the training I should go to. And then I went to Florida, Tampa, went for a week and did my training for a week. And that's how I learned my balloon design. And I got certified in that.
That is so amazing. Right. I just want to really have the audience hear this, because I really hear, you know, there's this, and I forgive me, but I forget who came up with this concept, but it's called the sweet spot. So I'm going to look it up in commercial, but it's called the sweet spot. And the sweet spot comprises of what you're good at, what you're passionate about, like what lights you up, and what's going to make you money. All three of those components come together to make the sweet spot. So I love how you really moved into all of that and you kept asking yourself questions and being guided. That is so beautiful, Chatel. We're going to take a pause here. And then when we come back, we'll continue with your story.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Life is a flow, and enlightenment is simply harmonizing with the way life really is. Then you find that life is effortless, benevolent, and free of all suffering. Hey everyone, this is GP Walsh, and I want to invite you to my brand new radio show that's launching right here on OM Times Radio, called The Flow of Enlightenment. I've been a spiritual teacher for decades, and my greatest pleasure is being able to share with you these deep and highly practical spiritual ideas. So join me in The Flow every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, and let yourself be transformed.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Rosalind Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalynfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
All right, my loves, welcome back. Chatel, your story is so incredible. And I just want to try to look up the sweet spot during commercial. And all these amazing sweet spot images came up with different circles. So I still don't know who originally came up with that concept of the sweet spot that I was speaking of. Yes, I love how you brought together what you're good at. And that was really validated by others because they were like, who is this professional that people hired? And then it's something you're so excited about. I mean, you really feel it in your vibration and your tone as you're sharing your story. And then it's a thing that could also make you money. So I'd love to hear what, like, as you continue sharing your story, what unfolded from here?
So yes, so once I got my certification, my balloon design, I started my business. I just launched it. And when I launched it, obviously, I had a lot of fears because there was nobody in my family who was in business. I was the only one to start a business. So I didn't know anybody. So I had to start from scratch. And I would always ask these questions like, you know, what do I need to do so that I can be the best at my business, and how can I better serve my clients? And these answers would just come to me, like, you know, and okay, go to a training, go for a conference. And I'm like, which training, which conference? And then I would just start searching, okay, balloon conference, balloon trainings. And then I started getting introduced to these various conferences which were happening in the US. And I didn't even know at the time that there were conferences for balloon professionals. There were some advanced trainings. There were business workshops, you know, especially for the balloon industry.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun for me, like, you know, attending all these trainings, these workshops. And I started learning all the business skills, you know, started learning how to best serve my clients, started learning how to put the processes and systems in the business because everything was new. Everything was like, I was starting from scratch. So that was very exciting. So the first 2 years of my business was very exciting for me because I was building something for myself. And as I said, you know, I was a stay-at-home mom for over a decade. And this was my first time actually working and earning and, you know, getting that money. And I felt so proud, you know, I was able to buy gifts for my husband, you know, because it was no fun, like, you know, to buy gifts for him, then I was not earning. So, and he never had any problems, but I felt that, no, you know, I should earn, I should be independent. And then that's the joy which I will get, you know I have worked hard to earn this money and then I can buy something for him. So that was like a very proud moment for me when I was able to do that, buy gifts for my husband, for my kids.
I want to highlight that. That is, I totally get it. That is such a profound moment of joy when you are standing in your, we'll say, glory and your power, mm-hmm. and you get to give back to your family. Wow. Just so beautiful that you've really accomplished this. And then it's like, yeah, I can buy you gifts. And the other thing I really want to emphasize, just because I love hearing about spouses supporting, you know, their spouses. I think that's so deeply important. My husband and I talk a lot about supporting each other in our dreams, individually, and also the dreams we have together. And so what I'm hearing is your husband had said like no problem supporting you and seeing you rise up.
Yes, absolutely.
He sounds like an amazing guy.
Yes, he is. He was absolutely like so supportive of my dreams, of my journey, because when I had to travel for conferences, I had to leave my kids, you know, he had to take care of them. I was gone for weeks at a time. And this was actually my first time also being away from the family. It was a big adjustment for them and for me too. And he was my biggest supporter, my biggest cheerleader. He always like, you know, motivated me to go ahead, do whatever it took to get to the stage where I am right now. And since events are mostly like they happened over the weekends, so most weekends I was always away. So he was left home with the kids, taking care of them, driving them for classes, you know. He was there for me always, and he's still there, you know. So it's so important to have that support for you, especially. As I said, you know, it's just me and my husband over here. We don't have a family, like we have grandparents, you know, I can drop the kids. It wasn't like that for us. So we had to be hands-on parents, or we just had like few trusted friends, you know, we could send our kids over there. We had to build that support group for us through our friends. And that helped me a lot in my journey, my support, my husband and my friends, because sometimes he was out of the country for job and then I had to go work on weekends. And then my kids were like, when should I drop them? And then, a few of my friends came forth and they said, don't worry, you do what you have to do. The kids will, we'll take care of them. I'm so grateful for that, that I had that support on this journey.
I'm always so touched to hear about people immigrating into, from one country to another and starting their life in a country where it's not your first language. And, it's definitely different from what you know in terms of your culture. And to hear, and I'm really curious because myself, I also transitioned from being a psychologist I started out as a self-love coach and then eventually moved into becoming a visionary business coach. But I'm really curious if anybody was resistant to the idea of you shifting into from a career from a lawyer, even though that was in India, to a creative business. Was that a shock to anybody? Did anybody give you grief about it?
No. My family was very supportive, right from the beginning. When I did my law in India and when I was working, I was working in a law firm. Then I changed to a legal company, to a software company. I was working in the legal department. They were always very supportive. And my parents, they always told me, whatever made you happy, we'll always support you. So, yes, that was not there, the resistance. For me, I felt a little bit in myself because I had invested so many years of my life learning law. And it was very strenuous, to go through the law training and then working. And I had to let go of everything and then start something completely new, completely different. And which I had self-doubts about. Because as I said, I was not even good at drawing. And then from there to create these designs, this beautiful decor. And I started sketching the decor. I went to that level because I feel that when you have that passion in you, it just makes you do things which you cannot even imagine that you're capable of. And that's what happened to me. And I was able to sketch and bring those designs to life and get the vision which my clients had in their head and bring it to fruition. And I loved it because every client was different, every event was different, and they had their own set of challenges, which I was able to navigate through very, very beautifully. So, I loved my job of being a designer, being a planner. And as I mentioned, I'm a manifesting generator. So a lot of my mentors initially in the business, they told me, why don't you just niche down and do something, just do one thing. But somewhere my inner voice, it never, I could never do that because I was equally passionate about planning events, planning weddings, and also creating designs. So I stayed true to my passion. I did what I felt like doing in my business. Finally, it was my business. I took the advice, I listened to everybody, but then I felt whatever I needed to do from my heart, I did it. Amen. So yes, So I was doing a lot of things in my business.
Wow, that is amazing. Let me ask you, because for some of the listeners here, they may be in contemplation, maybe even consideration of, they're recognizing perhaps the current career they're in, whether that's a corporate world or clinical world, whatever that looks like for them, isn't feeling aligned from them anymore. And they're feeling the call to move into a different, to start their own business, a different career. What was that? If you could give some, tell us a little bit more about that journey. If we can just zoom in, because I get it. I mean, I went to school for 8 years to be a psychologist and take the national exams and get, have to defend myself, all this stuff in terms of becoming registered. And then to make a decision to let go of that license, let go of the successful private practice. Holy moly, that was the hardest thing I had have done in in my career path. And so I'm really curious what that was like for you, because it must have been a grieving process.
Yeah, so what happened was when I was a lawyer, when I was working, I felt I was never totally in alignment with the work I was doing. Because now that when I compare to what I'm doing, my event business, I know how much it lights me up. And when I look back to my law career, I don't think it lighted me up the way it does now. So definitely I was not in alignment with my law career. And I believe it happened for me that I had to change because maybe it's my soul which wanted to do this. Maybe I was meant to do this and I was not aware at the time. And I feel because I changed my field, I'm much more in alignment. I'm much more at peace. And I'm very happy doing what I'm doing right now because it comes very easily, very naturally to me. And the reason I became a lawyer was, you know, when you were growing up, you're so confused. I didn't have a clear direction that, okay, this is my final goal that I really wanted to be a lawyer. It was like, you know, okay, my parents suggested, you know, in India, it's like that. You either become a doctor or engineer and then you become a lawyer. So I couldn't become a doctor or engineer. So the only field which was left for me was to be a lawyer. And that's why I went ahead and I did it. But yes, I feel that, you know, maybe it was right for that moment I had to do. But then I evolved, I grew, and I'm so happy that my soul showed me that, you know, what I was more in alignment with. So that's what I would say. If it feels right for you, if you feel you're in alignment, then just go for it. You know, I know you'll have to change. You'll have to let go what you've been holding on to or what you've learned for so many years and try something totally different. But if it's meant for you, it'll be easy. It's going to be easy. It's going to light you up and it's going to make you happy. You wouldn't even imagine. And exactly, that's what happened to me. So this was my 2 years of like building my business, bringing my name in the community. People started recognizing me for my decor skills, for my planning skills. But then I had a spiritual awakening after 2 years in my business, because what happened was I was so engrossed and I was so busy with the events, I started neglecting my health. And you know, with Hashimoto's, you have to be very careful with your health, your sleep, your stress. And the stress was started getting to me because event planning is a very, very stressful job. Because somebody's like, you know, happiness, those memories are riding on your shoulder, showing up on time and doing a good job, doing an awesome job for them. And I would not sleep at night. You know, if I had an event 6 o'clock, I would just practically stay awake the whole night because I don't know, at the back of my mind, that stress was there. Oh my God, what if my alarm doesn't go off? What if I don't wake up? You know, what if I don't reach on time? And so, yes, it started taking toll on me. And then I started having these questions that, is this my final thing? Is this what I'm supposed to do? Is this what I'm meant to do? Then I started reading this book, The Science of Getting Rich.
Oh, yeah.
By Wallace D. Waters, yeah. And that book just changed my entire perspective. And I started understanding how the universe works, and we live in a very abundant universe. And we don't have to have that scarcity, that limiting belief, that mindset. And then after that, I got introduced to the movie Secret. And that's how I stumbled upon Law of Attraction, Manifestation. And then I realized that, you know, I'm a very powerful creator. I, along with the universe, I can co-create my reality.
Yes.
So if I see, yeah, exactly. That was a very enlightening moment for me because before that, I always felt, you know, I had to struggle. I have to hustle, you know, I have to work hard. I have to get this business up and going. I have to get these clients. And obviously that took a toll on my health. And eventually I was not very happy because that my health was important for me because I knew being a Hashimoto's, you know, patient, I had to take good care of my health.
Mm-hmm.
So then, and then I started dialing down a bit. I got very much interested in spirituality, learning about energy, how everything works. I worked a lot on my mindset. I worked on my wealth consciousness. And I did a lot of work. And because of that, now in my event business, everything is so much at ease. I don't work late nights anymore. I only take clients, you know, which I really want to work with. I don't have to travel that far for events. Yeah. And the other miracle I've noticed in my life is every morning, every night when I do a meditation where I call in my soulmate clients, I do that every day. And the next day, my inbox is flooded with inquiries. And I don't even know
that is manifesting. Yes, that is powerful. Well, and energy doesn't lie, right? Energy really doesn't lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like surprised because now I feel everything is so easy. Like, you know, I don't have to go through that hustle anymore. Everything is very much at ease. I'm at peace. I've taken good care of my health now. I'm back on track. I have lost weight because I had gained weight when I started the business in the first 2 years. And now I've lost that weight. You know, I feel so good about myself and my business. And yeah, and I'm loving every moment of it. And I just want to... thank you. And I just want to introduce this concept of Kensho and Satori moments. This is what I learned. So Kensho is something like, you know, when you grow through pain in your life, when you have this pain, you have this suffering, it's basically your soul is trying to tell you something that, you know, you have to be awakened right now. And it wants you to change direction. So for me, my Kensho moment was in my events business when I was like working late nights. You know, I was very stressed. My health was deteriorating and I was not happy. So that was my Kensho. That was my pain, that suffering. And that's when I started asking these questions. And am I supposed to be doing this throughout my life? Is this what it is? You know, can I have a different kind of business or can I change things in my business? And that's when I start. Then the book, obviously, The Science of Getting Rich book came to me. When I started reading these books, I started listening to a lot of podcasts to grow myself, you know, to evolve. I had a lot of Satori moments. Satori moments are when you grow through insights, you know, when you're reading something and then you have this aha moment, you know, you have this idea. And I realized when I started reading all these books and, you know, started listening to all these podcasts, I started having these aha moments in my life. And then that led me to learn spiritual concept, then another, and I realized my life is now so much at ease and so much at peace. So yes, we all go through these Kensho.
That is powerful. I'd love for you to share when we come back from commercial a little bit more about some of these aha moments that you received so that others can also receive them.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for inspired conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
All right, loves, welcome back. Chital, please share with us some of those aha moments that you received and have supported you to in your journey.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so happy to share those. So all these aha moments, they came to me when I was reading all these books on manifestation, law of attraction, mindset, spirituality, listening to a lot of podcasts. So one of the biggest aha moment was obviously, like, you know, you don't have to hustle in your business. You know, you can have a business with ease and alignment. That was my biggest moment, you know, of realization, because I was really struggling the first 2 years and I was stressed. And then I realized that, you know, I can call in my soulmate clients. When I learned about the client meditation, and when I started doing that, I realized that everything comes with ease. You know, I don't have to go out. I just do the basic marketing, which I have to do, which any business has to do. But then I don't worry about, you know, where the next client is coming from or where the money is coming from. Secondly, I learned about energy, like, you know, how energy works and how important it is to guard your energy. Because when you are in that prime energy, you can do a lot of things in your business, in your life. So I have a lot of spiritual practices in the morning. You know, I sage my aura with, I burn the sage and then I burn Palo Santo to bring in all the positive energy. So I can always be in that positive vibration. So that when I'm in that positive vibration, I can easily attract all positive opportunities and positive things in my life. That has helped me a lot. I've seen a biggest difference, you know, in terms of meeting the right people, coming across the right trainings, which is helping me grow and evolve into the next stage I want to be. These have been few. And even my mindset, I also had a very, a very limiting mindset, the scarcity mindset, which we all have, you know. But then I worked through it. I now believe that, you know, abundance is everywhere, because when you look at nature, you look at trees, you know, nature is so abundant. And there is no doubt of that in nature. So same here, you know, our life is also full of abundance. It's just the shift in perspective that in business, like, you know, I don't have to worry, even if my competitor has some clients, I don't have to worry, that the clients are going there, they're not coming to me. I always believe the clients who are meant to work with me, they will come and work with me. If I'm meant to serve them, you know, it is meant to be that way. Yes, you know, being in that abundant mentality, which helped me, like, hire help for my business, hire help for my house, because I don't have to worry from where the money is coming. Money is flowing to me easily, like freely from everywhere. I'm a money magnet. So those are the shifts which I made in myself, you know, because I read and I went through all these books and these podcasts and the trainings. And it has helped me a lot, not just in my business, but in my life, you know, the way I show up every day in that positive state, you know, full of hope and expectation. Life is beautiful. And I love that every moment. And it's just not me, you know, these principles I have, you know, taught to my husband, to my kids. So it's like a family thing we all do together. And if anybody is, like, you know, in that negative vibration, we immediately, like, you know, help them move away from there. It's been wonderful.
I love that. Actually, that was my next question, which you answered. Was I was curious about how your kids, if this is something you also share with your kids in terms of the abundance mindset and your husband. I'd love to hear a little bit more about that. That's something we're very passionate about as well as a family.
Right. Yeah. Because whenever I learn something, anything new, I always go and tell my kids. And I have taught them this concept of catch, cancel, correct. So any negative thought, any limiting belief which comes in their mind, you know, I immediately tell them to catch it, cancel, and then correct. And then correct it to a positive state. Yeah. So it's like catch, cancel,
that's
correct.
That's a good one. I love that. Catch it.
Thank you.
So you catch ourselves in the negative.
Negative,
thoughts.
Yes.
And then what was the next
say
one?
Say it loudly. Cancel.
Yep.
So you can cancel the negative thought and then you correct it with a positive vibe.
Beautiful. Catch it, cancel. And then correct it. So you would say
it,
whatever the affirmation is, the positive affirmation.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Beautiful.
So that's one thing we all do as a family, or I have taught my kids. And the other thing which I do with my family is whenever we are driving around and we see a house, like, you know, we see a mansion and we really like that house and we wish, like, okay, someday I would love to stay in a house, in a mansion like that. So what we do is we bless the house and bless the owners who live in the house. So that's what
that's
we do.
Beautiful.
Thank you. So we pass the blessings, because what happens is we live in a universe and there is a law of cause and effect. And so when you give the blessings, you receive those blessings back. and they always come back, you know, tenfold to you. So always give blessings. And you can do that to anything. If you see somebody driving a car which you want to own, you know, one day in your life, bless the car, bless the owner of the car. Or if you see like another entrepreneur friend of yours who's doing great in business, you know, making 7 figures, 8 figures, and you someday want to be in that position. So instead of being jealous of that person, of that friend, just give your blessings, you know, bless that person and the business. Because then what happens? The law of the universe, you know, the cause and effect takes in place, and you will get those blessings back in your life many, many fold.
Beautiful. And thank that's you. A beautiful way to really, again, catch it. If we catch ourselves in, let's say you said a jealous state, a lack state, not right. enough state, then that's a beautiful way to be like taking a breath. And I always say our triggers are our medicine. So leaning into that piece and of course, honoring those feelings, but then also sending gratitude and blessings to that person for being a teacher. Right? Like right. people are teachers for us. And exactly. usually that's through the triggers because everything is neutral until we put meaning to it. And right. and that's through our beliefs. So that is beautiful. I love that.
Thank you.
Wow. That's so powerful. I really loved all those tips. I think I'm going to teach my kids that. Catch it, cancel, and correct.
And correct.
I love that. Yeah. Then that seems like that's such an easy concept. I mean, how many it times, is. I mean, if we were, you know, when we were kids, if we caught ourselves saying something where it was not kind to ourselves, can you imagine how we would shift so quickly and differently? So,
right.
Wow. Yeah. I love that. I've heard of it before, but, totally out the window. So it's coming into my consciousness now. So thank you, love. Oh, that's powerful. So why don't we
my
move
pleasure.
Into
a
guided meditation right now. And okay. I'm going to tune into, I'm going to have this one about courage, about feeling into our intuition. So I'm going to invite you to really start to take yourself to a place of, you can sit down or lie down. And of course, if you're driving, you'll just have to come back to this part of the podcast and start to close your eyes or have a soft gaze. And just taking a big breath and then following your breath in. I just invite you to tune into the part of you that feels some kind of transition that you may be bumping up against or that you may be going through right now, whether it's in your personal life, in a relationship, in your personal work. Perhaps it's in your career. Whatever that transition theme is. And then notice how you feel about this transition. For some of you, you may feel excited, ready, motivated, inspired. And for others, you may feel fear, nervousness. Resistance. Please know there's no right or wrong. So whatever you're feeling, notice. As an observer, as a witness to yourself, from the seat of your soul. And regardless of where you sit right now on this spectrum of emotions, know that you always have courage within. So I'm going to invite you to think about a time where you conjured up courage to move through something hard and difficult, whether it was a conversation, speaking your truth, changing careers, making a move from one city to another, setting boundaries. Could be super subtle, but it was a big deal for you. And so as you tune into this place, feel into your courage. Notice what courage feels like on a sensation level in your body. Does it feel solid? Does it vibrate a certain way? And where is courage located? Maybe it's in your heart space. Maybe it's in the solidness of your core. There's no right or wrong, just noticing. Notice the colors of this energy of courage. Notice the textures and the shape this energy of courage takes on. And with your breath, breathe into this energy. Allow the energy of courage to fill you. With every breath, as you breathe in, imagine this energy of courage moving to all parts of you and into your auric field. Notice what shifts inside. If you've been experiencing resistance, notice how courage connects and softens this resistance. Remembering that courage is always available to you inside. Now think about your transition and notice how it feels different from this place of courage now. You might notice the resistance is still there, but it's softened, it's less. You may not have considered that you have courage, and now this is a new awareness or a deepened awareness. So let's seal this in with a light language transmission. Morakia morokoratia menenekia prokoratia morokoratia nekia nanakoratia morokoratia menekia morokoratia marakina nebekia, clearing anything in the way of your path. Morokoratia morokoratia, setting the intentions for a beautiful, smooth transition. In whatever you're going through, morakua menenekia morakoratia, activating, amplifying your courage. Morakia morakoratia morakoratia nenekia. Breathing in. And breathing out. So just hanging out with your sensations. Noticing what you notice. There's no right or wrong. You might feel some tingling. You might feel some more solidness or light flowing energy. And then notice what comes up for you. Keep a piece of this experience with you. whether it's an image, word, or phrase, to remember. It's a cue to help you remember and hold space for your courage, that when you are feeling fear, resistance, any negative emotion as you're going through your transition, that you can always tap back into this by evoking that image, word, or phrase. Beautiful, my loves. So just in the last moment here, Chitelle, I would love for people to get connected with you if they feel aligned and called. Tell us where people can find you, please.
Yeah, sure. They can find me on Instagram. On Instagram, I'm at Chitelle Kurup _.
Which you spell that out? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. It's Chitelle Kurup _. So yeah, I'm there always hanging out on Instagram. So I would love to connect.
Beautiful. Thank you, my love. Thank you so much for sharing your story, your beautiful, fun, exciting energy. You're very inspiring. Thank you so much.
Absolutely my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.